The award-winning nonprofit organization Dreams of Wilmington is having an unusual fundraiser this year. You might say Executive Director Matt Carvin is going out on a limb, trying to reach new heights in fundraising with the Over the Edge event. People are actually going to rappel down the side of the Blockade Runner Hotel this Saturday to raise money to support the free arts programs at Dreams. And Matt Carvin is giving away one rappelling spot to someone who has a good pitch. Here's Matt explaining the fundraiser and how to nab a free rappelling spot.
It's a little bit like a March of Dimes or a Heart Walk, where you're raising money as a sponsor, but instead of just walking or marching, you're literally rappelling 8 stories off the top of the Blockade Runner. There's a rappelling company that comes down and sets all of it up and does the training. It's safe and controlled, and you're getting cheered on by all your friends that come and visit. The day on the 19th when we're doing this is a big block party. There's a lot of free food, things like that, so it's going to be a great time, and it's all in support of our kids at Dreams.
Usually Dreams does a gala, you know, a fancy gala, high price tickets and dress up nice. And this is so totally different than that. How has the community embraced it?
Well, I think the community's been loving it. It's so much different in a gala in the sense that we're engaging our donors in the community. People can, instead of just writing a check, they can sponsor a friend to go over. They can rappel over themselves. They can do this for a good cause. And the kids are going to be involved. They're high-fiving you. You know, it's you get to see the mission as you're doing it. So that piece isn't missing. But in a unique way, it's really involving the constituency that we that supports our community and our work. I think it's neat to go to dreamspresents.org and look through and see all the different folks like Bill Sappho and Orlando Jones who are doing this awesome thing for our kids.
And then organizations have also signed on to do it, businesses. And you can, and people, anybody can go there and make a donation to a certain group. Matt, you actually want to give away a spot.
I do. We've got a couple spots left, and we're using them for fun contest ideas to engage folks like WHQR listeners by going to our Dreams Presents Over the Edge Facebook page, which you can find. It'll be linked, I imagine. And also you can find on Facebook by doing a search for Dreams and seeing it there. Writing a compelling pitch to pitch yourself or pitch a friend or somebody else over the edge. Why is it important to you that this person does this or that you go over the edge for a cause? What's the background, the story behind that? And I think we're going to look at those and we're going to pick one that is very compelling. Put that all over the internet and give away the rappel spot to that individual.
So one lucky individual will actually get to go over the edge for free. Of course, they can still fundraise if they want. You have to have a good story, though.
Yeah, you know, that's
a good pitch.
We don't want the mission of Dreams and the heartfelt part of this to be lost in the extreme fundraising part of it. It's awesome that people are going to be doing this amazing thing and it's going to be great. But at the same time, this is all for a reason. We're raising money for our kids. These are tax deductible donations made to Dreams. And it's making a huge difference in the programming that we do and the lives that we change day to day at Dreams of Wilmington. So that's something that we want to keep in the forefront throughout this whole process.
That was Matt Carvin, Executive Director of Dreams of Wilmington. The Over the Edge event is all day this Saturday, November 19th. To win a rappelling spot, which is normally $1,000, visit whqr.org. You'll also find information about how to donate to a rappeller, and you'll discover which voice from WHQR is going over the edge.